You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number three. Who got the most of your excitement? Who gets it?
Me.
No, not you. Lots of reasons to be excited this coming fall. Saints, rookies, hitting it today. Making their way to Saints camp. Report day for the rookies today. Next Thursday, report day for the veterans. Next Friday, very first practice for the Saints. Pelicans, lots of excitement. We heard from Eric, who stopped by, had some lunch. Jordan, he said he and a friend of his, they're buying season tickets. They're splitting it, right? I mean, 41 games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do that. They'll go get some season tickets and split it. But he's buying for the season, because you even mentioned, you're like, oh, you're getting like a package, you're getting the weekends. They got a lot of nice ways to get involved, you know. That's a lot. I mean, it really honestly is a lot of games, 41. You can't even make it if you can afford it or go into it. I know a lot of times you and I have to split games to go do that as well. I mean, it's a lot of games. That said, it's interesting. You heard him say that, right? Get ready to go. LSU, I think for the Tigers, I don't know. And you know me. People always say that I hate LSU.
Which you do.
I do not. I'm a realist. But I do think that there's an excitement level there of legitimacy, like excitement. Like, I think they got talent, and I think for some reason, I'm not saying Bama's not going to be good, but I think more teams will give them tougher and closer games this year than in the past, which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it. Last year, Alabama smoked everybody, right? I mean, Tua sat out most second halves last year in games. I mean, think about that. Even though you say, well, who they play. Well, they were doing that to SEC teams.
Then it's LSU.
No, LSU actually had to play in the second half.
Well, we did get in their minds.
That's true. That Saban bite yesterday is still one of the wildest to me, right? Do you think he threw the coaches under the bus?
Oh,
he
game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Here we go. From the beginning. Saban at SEC Media Day yesterday.
When the season started, I think we were great. You know, and I've said this before, when we won the LSU game, you know, it just seemed like people's own agendas started to become a little more important. And I think
is that coaching or players?
Coaching. All right. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that were going to be head coaches different places. And it really takes a special person to stay focused on what they're doing now when they have a job someplace else that is awaiting them and the responsibilities and hiring staffs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not being critical of those people. It's just very challenging. And we had a lot of that on our staff last year.
Wow. That's interesting, right? After the LSU games, like, we got this, it's done, and I got to worry about my coaching job.
It's not the players, it's the coaching staff.
The coaching staff. Look, it's one of the reasons I think it might be had this year. You can't lose 5 or 6 coaches out of 10 and not think you're shaking your head. You think that's not a big deal?
No.
I used an example last year or yesterday of the Saints back in the day. After they won the Super Bowl, you start seeing the brain drain. Right? Doug Marrone, Curtis Johnson, Dennis Allen all went to be head coaches. Lombardi went to be an offensive coordinator. Again, whether or not they had a long success or not, when you lose people that go on to become coaches, coordinators, I mean, that's a brain drain. Yeah. He replaced them. They weren't as good. Now they're all back. Now they're a Super Bowl contender. Coincidence or not? I don't know. But I think you can only keep losing so many good coaches if you're Saban, and the odds that the people you replace them with are as good or better cannot be going up, right? I mean, that's maybe I'm just trying to find a reason of hope when it comes to Alabama. Wearing a Saints shirt, but on the back, the number 1 and Zion on the name where the nameplate is. A gentleman is joining us here over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie. Hey, man, what's your name?
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill, there he is.
Frequent caller.
Okay, in person. So I like the Saints Zion shirt. Do you want him to play on the black and gold?
There's a story there.
Okay.
I was listening to a Drew Brees interview after the draft, and he got asked a question about Zion. And, you know, he just started bubbling. It's like, you know, I'd love to have this guy on the team. So I started thinking about it. I mean, the guy's got an off-the-chart vertical.
Right.
And I started thinking about, you know, how great would it be? We get in the fourth quarter of a game.
Yep.
We're down in the red zone. We need a touchdown. You know, it's like goal to go from the 17 or something like that. And you bring Zion in the game. And you tell all the other receivers, you guys go to the right hand of the end zone. Zion, you go to the left part of the end zone. I'm just going to put it up there. Double team, triple team, I really don't care because he can jump higher than anybody else. Can you imagine having a weapon like that? It's like a fantasy, but...
You know, you say that, and I'll say this. It's why, one of the reasons I'm excited, and now we had Chris Hagan on earlier in the day, and he said, look, one of the storylines for him is who's that next slot receiver, who's that guy that steps up? And I'm like, look, I'm okay because you got Ginn, you got Thomas, and Jared Cook. Jared Cook has some size. Jared Cook is a guy, again, I'm not saying he's Zion, but Jared Cook ain't small. And I think when you look at maybe what he'll be able to provide along the lines of size and being able to be used in short yard situations and things like that, I mean, look, that's a guy you can just look at and say, go down there, turn around, and, you know,
yeah,
and let me throw you the football, it will be good. I just think that's one of the reasons I'll be excited because, again, even Jordan saw it when we went to minicamp and OTAs. That first time you get on the field and you watch him, I just started giggling because it was a crossing route. Remember, first team period, crossing route over the middle, Breeze hits him in stride, and Marcus Williams tries to come two-hand hard touch him, and it's just you can just see it. It's not a – safeties are going to have to go low and try to bring him down that way. You're not popping him immediately. So my point is, on catch, he's going to get a good Jordan. Is it wrong to say at least 3 yards? Yak? I mean, just falling.
Three.
I mean, if I just catch it, you try to bring me down. I don't think he's going backwards is my point. So run a crossing route on 3rd and 5. Run the route 6, 7 yards or even 3 yards. I think he gets the first down is my point. I just think he's got that kind of size.
So what did he get, like 1,100 yards last year with Derek Carr?
I mean, 6'5", you know? So, what, last year, 800.
800?
896 yards, 6 TDs.
Well, I think Drew
Brees. Almost 1,000 yards, though. First year coach, first year with Gruden. And look, on a team that wasn't very good last year.
Well, with this offense, and Sean Payton loves the tight end when he's got one. You know, when we had Ben Watson, he used him a lot. Obviously, Jimmy Graham, they used the crap out of him and, you know, made his career and made him, you know, get the next max contract or whatever he could get, and he hadn't done much since then. But, you know, Drew will find him, and Peyton's going to use him in the offense. So, like last year, Michael Thomas had, what, 125 catches, I think, something like that? So his numbers will probably come down a little bit, and Jared Cook will pick up some of that slack, hopefully. But, yeah, I'm kind of concerned about some of these other guys. Like Cam Meredith was hurt last year.
Right.
Ginn was hurt last year. And, you know, these are the guys. Well, we just got Cam Meredith last year. Ginn's been, what, this is third year, I think. And I can't remember him ever really being a big difference maker on the team to date. You know, they keep looking for him to stretch the field, but, you know, he's got to be healthy to be able to do that. So I think this guy is going to take a big, big chunk of that offense.
What are the things, I guess, that you're, for me, when it goes to training camp, and obviously, you know, you got a Saints cap, Saints, sure, you're ready. To me, it's health. Like, yeah, we're going to go to practice. We're going to be looking at, look who made a play. I don't care. Get to the Texans game.
Can we borrow the Pelicans training staff?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Well, maybe.
They should be in the same building,
but
right?
But I'm serious. Like, that's how I am. I mean, look, we're going to go cover practice, and yes, we'll come and tell you who made the play of the day. I don't care. What I'm talking about, the greater picture to me is get to that Monday night game healthy. I mean, that's where I'm at. I just think depth-wise, storyline-wise, position battles, sure, those would be some stories, but I think this team could play on Sunday. I really do, right now. Like, if there was a game Sunday, they'd be out of shape and winded probably by the first quarter. But my point is, I think they could play Sunday, which is exciting when you think about it. That you think you have a team that ready to go, you know? And I do.
Well, it's mostly all the same guys from last year.
Exactly.
So they all know the drill. And, you know, God, what's Drew Brees, 41 now, right? He'll turn 42 in January.
Yeah.
And I watched him. I got to go to a mini camp practice, and it was the day he came back from California. And he looked about as sharp. I mean, that's the only practice I've ever been to, but he looked pretty sharp to me. And, you know, Peyton's going to make more use of what's his name, the Swiss Army knife guy.
Taysom Hill.
Mm-hmm. So he's expanding his role, which, you know, I have loved that thing ever since the very beginning, because you know, you put a guy in that has all these qualities that, you know, he can throw, he can run, you know, now they're going to use him at wide receiver. He's going to be big for a wide receiver, but he's also hard to bring down.
Well, the other thing too was as Jordan and I saw, they may be tossing the football to him a lot more via the pass. So again, that's one of the reasons why I understand it and I get it in terms of slot receiver and who's going to be the guy that steps up. I still have hope that Tre'Quan Smith can be a guy that can do that. But again, when you're seeing Taysom Hill run out the backfield or line up in the slot and do that, and you're trying to get him the ball because he's tough to bring down. I get it. It makes sense if you're Sean Payton and them, right? I mean, if I can get him one-on-one with a cornerback that's a lot smaller and probably not as strong as Taysom Hill, he's got speed. You've seen him do that, and if he can just get past one guy, not trying to break through a defensive line and linebackers and all of that, it just makes sense. It's like almost
like a screen pass.
Yes.
It'd be great for him.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. He's running routes now. I mean, I just, like I said, just get me to the Texans game, you know?
Well, we got a lot of playmakers on the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sean Payton is great at getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers. You know, one of the things that I don't understand, all this talk when Sean McVay came into the league, and, you know, he's been so successful and everything, and everybody's looking for the next Sean McVay.
Right.
Sean McVay isn't doing anything that Sean Payton hasn't been doing for the last, 17 years with the Saints?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's an offensive mastermind. He uses every possible thing that he can on offense. And yet, you know, what is Sean McVay doing that Sean Payton hasn't already done?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. Mr. Bill, go enjoy, what is that, a little spinach and artichoke
day.
There you go.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about it on the radio before I got here, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
Everybody eating but me.
Yep.
Get yourself some
food. Maybe I could take over the show for a little bit.
Yeah, on that note, we'll hit the break. Oh, I see. I see three darts have just been placed in front of us, Sissy. I'm going to say, all right, Mr. Bill can be the witness.
I'm not scared.
You should be scared.
I need
quick
to get used
break,
to the...
and we'll come back. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Denny's. 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. You know, I didn't even flinch when you just did the mock throw at me.
You blinked.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I think you're going to miss. You would miss from that shorter distance. Sports Hangover continues on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Neon lights. Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
Sam Wyche was a quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
My life was saved on the last day that I was supposed to be on this planet. And now I know what a miracle feels like. It changed my appreciation of every second of every day. I don't know who donated that heart, but my new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors.
The most common thing I hear when I ask people why they haven't signed up is, I don't know, I just haven't thought about it. Well, why don't you think about it? Think about the life you might save or the life you might enhance. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. They're men and women, all ages, all races, and they have one thing in common. They want to save lives. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Golic and Wingo.
So for anybody out there in any business you're in, if you're negotiating your contract and you have others, companies maybe in that same field that are looking at you possibly as well, go for the stay bonus. What do I mean by stay bonus? Well, Lincoln Riley's contract, as Trey mentioned, is now $6 million per year. And each year when the contract ends and the next day when the next year the contract begins, he gets a stay bonus of $700,000, which is, you're staying with us for another year? Here's $700,000.
And if you make it to the magical number of 2021, they will pay him an extra $1 million if he stays at Oklahoma after that date.
It looks like nice money because it's $700,000 each year up to 2021 and then $1 million. But if he goes to the NFL, I mean, dude is going to be in the top three, top five of top paid coaches right out of the gate.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
The hunt for October continues.
That's gone. That's a home run for Freddie Freeman.
The Braves took over first place in the NL East on June 11th and have been sitting there comfortably ever since. But it's the Nationals who have baseball's best record since Memorial Day and have their sights set on the Braves. Will they close the gap this weekend? Coverage begins Saturday at 6:45 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by Indeed.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, hour number three. And
I did not come in last.
I don't know. The video is up there at ESPN Radio NOLA. At GCAT underscore 17, top, little break, reindeer game there.
I think mine was a slight
bit. We each got
closer.
A dart closest to bullseye. You went first. It was not a bad throw. First off, you hit the board. I was impressed. It was not
at
bad.
The more inner part of
right.
the board.
No, it was not bad. Secondly, then Sissy went.
Yes.
You can make the argument I think she's closer.
No,
I don't know.
No, she was not. I judged it off the
again,
size.
It's on the video.
Mine looks a little bit closer.
It's on video. Go to our Twitter account, and you can judge for yourself as to who comes in second.
You better have got the right angle.
Yours truly, your show host, while holding a phone.
Jesus.
One. So.
Y'all were both, and Sissy were clearly over the line.
Accusing us of cheating, by the way, is what she
y'all
is
were
what he's doing.
Clearly over the line.
Let me bring in Scott Frazier real quick in here because we got to do some congratulations, and then Sissy, we can chat with you here as well. East Bank Little League getting closer and closer to the Little League World Series. Still some work to do, but just got done with a victory. Coach Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Tell us about the win today.
Well, we played perennial power South Lake Charles. Second time we played them in a tournament. We ended up beating them today 16-0 in three innings.
Wow.
For the state championship. So now the boys are going to advance to the Southwest Region tournament in Waco. And we'll leave in about a week and a half, I guess, to head that way.
Obviously, one of the cool things about it is you're getting closer and closer because we always see the Little League World Series when they televise on ESPN and stuff. But there's a bit of a process for these teams right here, local, to get that chance and opportunity to do that. How many games have you guys had to win just to get to this point to get over to Texas?
Well, for us, we got to win district, and so we won that, and then we got to the state tournament, and you know, we beat everybody here. And actually, this is a very, very good group of kids, very good ball players. They've been groomed very well throughout the years from their travel ball coaches to get them to this point. We've actually outscored the opponent so far this year like 79-0. So we haven't even given up a run yet.
That's incredible. You've obviously had some teams under your belt there that you've coached in the past. That's not the norm, right, to not give up a run?
No, I mean, you know, look, this is a special group of kids. You know, 2 years ago we talked after we won state, and we beat South Lake Charles that year as well. And, you know, we went to the regionals, and we ended up finishing third. So we got very close to making it to Williamsport. But, yeah, you're right. We've had some great teams that have come before this group. But this group, you know, with the – there's a new cutoff in Little League that's now September 1st, you know, so the kids are a little younger now and they use different bats. But I think with all of those changes and with the type of players we have on this team, we're going to have a legitimate opportunity to do very well in Waco and hopefully make it to Williamsport.
You know, I got a little 2.5-year-old. He turns 3 in December. Going to put him over in that little Sluggers program here as well to get started. How important is it to just kind of start early and just start really falling in love with baseball to get to this point? Because these kids are good, man.
You know, I'm one of I think it's important for kids to play, you know, different sports and not just to, you know, only play baseball. But I think if they are able to play other sports, number one, you know, they get an opportunity to meet other kids, but, you know, they don't get burnt down on one sport. So it's a tough question. I think there's a fine line between playing too many games and then playing enough to where, like these guys, they've played a lot of ball games, but, you know, it's gotten them to this point. But, again, I think the majority of these kids that play on this team also play other sports as well.
Longhorn Network next week, 8 o'clock already. Is what I'm seeing that you guys are going to be able to play. And then from then on out, it's ESPN. It's exciting, right? You mentioned you've been in this position before. Obviously, the kids are different. Is there anything from a coaching experience that you can learn from something like this to now your next go around here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be our third time going as a coaching group.
Okay.
Don Abbott's been with me the other two times. Kevin Johnson came with us last time, but he'll actually be in the dugout with us this time. And, you know, because we've been there, done that, it helps us to ease the kids and to explain to them how the whole process works. You know, playing on national TV, on the Longhorn Network, and then as you progress into the tournament, then you start playing on ESPN. And, you know, I think us having the experience of being there before, you know, we can get the kids to calm down and just go play baseball and not worry about all the cameras and all that stuff, you know.
Coach, one of the other things I think that I've always wanted to know here as well, I mean, because when we cover college baseball, right, I mean, a lot of times when we get to the tournament and regional play and stuff, Pac-12 has a certain style of ball, SEC has a certain style of ball. Is that the same for what you guys are into? Do different states and different regions have different style of ball?
Well, you know, that's a great point. In the past, the two Texas teams have always been a long ball type of team. It's, you know, big pitcher, strong, you know, throwing with a lot of velocity. Well, now that with the cutoff and the bat change, it changes the game in Little League. So you're not going to see nearly as many home runs as you have in the past. It's going to be about playing the game of baseball, you know, and especially in some of these tight games, about if you have a guy on third base with less than two outs, hitting that ground ball to the second baseman to score the run, you know, and teaching these guys that, hey, it's okay that you're grounded out because you got an RBI, you know. So the game has changed a lot. So when you watch the games on TV this summer, the Little League games, you won't see as many home runs, and you'll see kids having to play baseball the way it's supposed to be played. So with that said, our guys have been groomed for this. We are very athletic, very fast. They understand, they have a great baseball IQ, and they've grasped that team concept. And so I think that's going to give us quite an advantage because of how aggressive we are in the bases. So the Texas team, it's going to be a change for those guys because you're not going to have all those home runs like you've had in the past. So it'll be interesting to see how they're going to how they're going to be this year compared to in years past because of all these changes that I just mentioned.
Four wins away from Williamsport, the East Bank Little League team earning their way over to now to move on over a state and play over there. 8 o'clock is going to be on the Longhorn Network next 2 weeks from today. So we'll touch base with you again, Coach, and make sure that people are paying attention and support you guys out there. So you got some time to get ready. But again, congrats on the win today and inching closer, getting closer.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Head Coach Scott Frazier of the East Bank Little League.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Jordan, already those 11 and 12-year-olds have accomplished more than you have, just letting you know.
I just can't get over my whole stunt that I lost to you.
Uh-huh. You were over the line. I was not.
You and Sissy were not over the line. Look, this is the line right here. Okay. Y'all were doing this.
Okay. What?
Have you ever heard of elbows or fingertips or any of that? You gotta make sure you're behind the line.
Here she comes. Did you see the video? It's on video. I mean, we have this.
You cheated,
Sissy.
I don't know if you've ever played dart leagues or not. Your foot can't cross it. You can lean as forward as you want. You can lean over the line. You just can't.
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
It's not cheating.
Yes, it is.
You ask any dart
only real ones. Keep their hands behind the line.
Oh,
always excuses. You know, just if you have a loss, just you know.
Here's my thing.
You know, own it.
I don't mind if he went that route. What bothers me is he's accusing you of being a cheater.
I don't like that.
Y'all were clearly doing this, really extending yourselves
far
out.
That's okay. That's actually legal in this game.
I
need to see the rule book. Do you have an official dartboard?
You're doubting her.
I mean, I know I have this phone number in my phone, the guy who's head of this dart league. You know, if you want me to call him real quick, I can get him on a phone.
You're doubting somebody that's played. But let's go through them again. Basketball.
She hasn't played volleyball.
Have you played volleyball?
That's the only thing I
know. Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She hasn't played water polo.
So one out of 30 sports.
I've played water polo.
Where have you played
polo? This camp.
No, that doesn't count. I played volleyball.
Yes, it is. It was
camps.
A competitive camp.
I played volleyball at camp. I didn't play league.
Now you're going to mention that game that you play in the backyard when you were a kid that you like throw the ball in this
cone.
Well,
what is cornhole then? What is cornhole?
A non-athletic
sport.
Some people play when they're drinking, you know? It's like
a
drinking game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Where have you played cornhole?
The beach.
Uh-huh.
Like in a league? Like, is there like a league?
Yeah, a league. Yeah, is it a league? Did you wear like a college shirt or a
cutoff
shirt?
My unbuttoned shirt.
Were you sponsored?
What's your team name?
The cornhole, the cornsters.
He just made that up just now.
The cornhole Wallaces.
Oh my God.
The Cornwallis.
Why would you, do you think, look at her. Do you think she looks like a cheater to you?
Yes.
What?
Wow.
You know what, Jordan? I used to like you. It's on now.
Because here's the thing.
That's all right.
She doesn't have to cheat. She would absolutely like the competition, and if you bested her, she would congratulate you.
No.
Right? Are you that kind of person you come across as that kind
of person? Yeah, I mean, if you lose, you lose. You know, you got a hand to the winner. They played a fair game. They won fair and square. What route
did you go? You called her a cheater. Someone
you
that
cheated.
Dastardly has to undermine... The attempt to win.
That's what my older brother used to do. Like, he would, you know, he was kind of cheap, and then, you know, he'd rub it in your face when he would win, you know, and do victory laps.
Does he not look like the guy should wear his shirt if you're not cheating, you're not trying?
I mean, I don't think he should wear it unbuttoned like he's been doing all day.
It's getting a little looser, isn't it?
I
really
mean, I'm seeing more and more chest hair.
Hey, gotta do what you gotta do.
You may as well just take your shirt off.
Oh, no. Mr. Bill's trying to enjoy the...
He's trying to eat over
the spinach
here.
Artichoke.
The spinach and artichoke.
Oh, it was really good, wasn't it? I told you. You can't go wrong with the spinach and artichoke dip.
Cajun, isn't that terrible? Accused her of cheating.
Did you?
Millennial. I don't know if I'd be considered a millennial.
I have the video. Did you see the video? Here it is. What do you think of Jordan's form here? I mean, let's go back to the video evidence. Video evidence.
I thought you played baseball.
Wow.
We're throwing darts. We're not doing the overhand. I'm doing the quick shot, like Steph Curry's shot.
The video is on our Twitter page if you want to go check it out and look at it.
Mine's definitely closer.
No,
mine's 100% closer.
I don't know.
That's the one thing I'd be okay if you beat me in because I'm not that great at darts. But it's still fun to play, though.
All right, so now she's not that great at darts.
Even a nice attitude.
So now we don't know if she's a liar also.
I know, I'll admit I'm not great in darts.
Wow.
All right.
But it is a fun game to
play. Just call her a liar?
I said, we might be. She might be.
You know what?
Because she said she was really good at darts, and now all of a sudden it's coming out that she lost.
I'm on the verge of just asking if anybody's got some gloves.
I'm going to use these put-downs as fuel.
I tell you what, we
whoop you,
you
whatever we
do. Cajun Go, you think we'd get some people in here on a Thursday if we just sparred, have them spar around?
Yeah.
Everybody's shaking their
I mean,
yes.
We're going to lay out some mats and, you know, some jiu-jitsu in here, you know?
Oh, some I'm sorry, some what? Some jiu-jitsu?
Like,
oh,
no.
I've done some karate in my younger
days.
Yes, I have.
It's not karate.
In my younger days of karate.
I have an extra gi at my house that I will let you borrow.
A jiu-jitsu.
I have a few gis.
She's going to nunchuck you in the cranium.
Yeah.
She's gonna nunchuck you. Oh, this is gonna be.
We're gonna
fun.
Grapple. We're gonna grapple.
Oh, she's talking about MMA now.
MMA, that's easy.
She went grapple.
That's easy.
You're done.
MMA's easy.
You are done.
No.
You're going to cry.
I'm pretty sure I won.
You're gonna
guard,
make him
so.
Cry, aren't you?
I think I would before I even started.
Oh man. She went, yeah, we can jiu-jitsu. Like, who says that?
Yeah, we can jiu-jitsu.
We went from darts to, oh, we can jiu-jitsu.
Let's just get the, let's get a,
like an athletic game.
Let's
here,
get an octagon
know?
Ring
like,
in here.
Yeah.
I'm just holding her basketball.
I'm down. If you want to meet at the basketball court, I mean, I think I'll give you a run for your money. You might beat me, but I'll give you a good run.
I got a lot of money on you.
I'm quick.
Like, Mr. Bill's giving me the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cajun Goat.
Cajun Goat's taking out the
Look, we got
stacks
money over there.
Money.
We got people holding up
cash.
20s.
Oh, my goodness. It's the sports hangover. We'll continue to have a little fun here.
All I know is I won the first
32-17 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie. You're listening to the sports hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN, New Orleans.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Ooh-wee. It's a summer sales event going on at Barker Kia. And do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. Ha! You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do at the summer sales event at Barker Kia? How about drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP? How about jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP? Hey, and also do yourself a favor and check out the all-new 2020 Kia Telluride. This is the SUV everyone is talking about. Now, these are the real deals we have during the summer sales event at Barker Kia. $5,000 off new Kia Optima, $6,000 off new Kia Sorento, and the all-new Telluride. Come check it out. Come save during the summer sales event at Barker Kia in Houma or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
Stock number 19KT034, MSRP 27850, $2,000 discount, $3,000 customer cash. Stock number 19KT06, MSRP 36945, $4,000 discount, $4,000 customer cash. 19KO24, MSRP 459, $1,500 discount, $3,000 customer cash. 1,000 bonus cash. Who seek DNLs to deal for detail. Offer ends 9319.
Welcome back to SportsView. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Having fun here at Vinny's 3217 Ridgelake Drive. So we're going to do our best to effort. Make sure Sissy's here on Thursdays. We'll be able to try to do that. Can we? Do you mind hanging out with us on Thursdays?
No. Okay. I'd be more than happy.
Yeah. We can have games. We can have competitions.
Reindeer
I kick
game.
Both of y'all's butts every single week.
That's not going to happen.
That's cute, though.
You know what we could do in the spirit of gaming, because we can't officially have gaming in Louisiana? We could have, like, don't we do, like, office pools? You know, like, you do, like, little pools.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like,
I want to start
squares,
some pools,
right?
Yeah.
We could do something to where you can come in and, you know,
place bets.
And pick who's going to win that day's game, and then maybe we'll give you a beverage or an appetizer or something like that. We could do something like
that. Definitely be a prize for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
For the win.
Because I'm telling you, no one's picking you.
Well, they'd be dumb not to.
Well you already saw, you know, the guys in here. They're already holding money, but that's for me.
We will tweet Facebook and TikTok or whatever it's called. TikTok?
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah. We'll do all of that beforehand to let people know what the game's going to be that you're going to challenge her in, what time of the show it'll happen, and how you can, quote unquote, place your wager.
We'll put up a Twitter poll.
Yeah. You can place your wager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just started up something good here.
Yeah.
We'll have fun. And then y'all will have the competition.
We're definitely going to have to bring a cornhole.
I'm in. Neighbor has the tailgate one.
Beautiful.
We can bring it and have it here.
There we go.
We're going to need that because you got to win at something. So I'm okay
I'm
with
still going.
In the cornhole,
I'm
you know?
Still laying my money.
I don't know what she said. I came in second in the dart throw.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a close one.
Let me
you can ask everybody on Twitter and see what they think as a video.
I don't really see it.
You know what? We should just do another one, a rematch. Just for
rematch?
Me and you.
Rematch? I don't
Gus
know.
Gus gets the win, but. That's like a tie almost.
My arm is
sore. Is your arm sore?
My
from
arm
that
might be a little sore.
From what?
From that one throw. You see?
From eating the hamburger?
Yes, indeed.
Little jokes.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward
I'm
to
excited
this.
Too.
Started something here.
I'm
excited.
I mean, think of this. Next Thursday, all the excitement. Saints training camp starting the next day.
I'm ready to go.
Are we
going to
be at Harley-Davidson?
We might eventually get there. Yeah. Not next Thursday. We're here on Thursday. Are you trying to get, did it sound like he was trying to get out of next Thursday?
No, because we're going to do the football toss there.
Should we show Sissy the video of said football toss?
But
I remember you didn't. Should we show her the video of the Harley-Davidson Angel?
Oh.
Beating him in the football toss.
No, but you didn't.
Is that the video
you didn't capture
to?
The video of me like going 40 yards out and just bombed.
Was it 40?
Yeah, it was about 40 yards out, and I bombed it into the
It's not on video. It didn't happen.
I mean, I need some proof here.
Yeah, I got proof you of did. The other. I'm going to pull it up here during the break.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
And by the way, she said before she threw it, she's not very good at it.
She did an underhand. It was just
did it go in the tire?
She was.
Did it go in?
As long as she got it, I mean, it doesn't matter how you throw it.
Did
how
it go
you,
in.
You know?
Yeah, you and your perfect spiral look more like a wounded duck. Never made it.
I have a pretty good spiral.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
In the flag football league, I did play. It wasn't wide receiver. I
played
a quarterback.
You
played quarterback.
Another girl, Kristen. We would switch back and forth.
She's the next Taysom Hill.
You played quarterback.
She's the next Taysom Hill.
Oh, you're done. You're done. I got to find this.
All right, I'm bringing a football next week.
That's
oh,
fine.
Oh, my. Who throws it longer? We can do what?
Yeah,
we can do accuracy.
I'm going to have to work out my arm. It's been a while.
Oh, she's throwing further than you. That's how.
Oh, I think she will.
There's no doubt.
All right. At least he admitted something. All
right. I think she would throw it further than me.
All right.
That's the first compliment you've gotten today.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we're getting back to where we were.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I might
it's been a while. It's been like a year since I threw a football. So.
Oh, here we go. A year?
Yeah.
You haven't picked up a football in a year.
I've picked up a football, but I haven't, like, tried to see how far I can throw it.
Well, you're about to find out next week.
Oh, this is fun. This is fun.
Oh, it's on.
Yeah, okay, no, right? This is the hole that's just been dug. It's halfway to Hades right now.
I feel like you were in a lot better mood earlier. You know,
he was.
I feel like your
he
facial
was in a
expression's
much better
changing a little bit.
He's starting to feel like, you know what?
Yeah, the pressure is definitely on.
This is no different or better than when Sarah was here.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to get back to that.
You know what? You know what would make it even better too? On days that you do beat him, we can get Sarah to call in.
No.
Yes.
No.
And pep you up, give you a pep talk.
No.
Yeah.
We should have Sarah call
actually,
in and give him a pep talk.
That's a good idea.
It really is, actually.
You know, she'll give you the best one you could possibly get.
No, I mean, Sarah.
She give you a pep talk. She t- tear me down.
I mean, don't you think, like, you know, we should have Sarah, like, give you a pep talk?
Yeah.
No. I do.
I just want to hear it, you know?
I think it's happening. There's a search button
my day.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to take a break. Because I'm going to find the video.
Yeah, I want to see this video.
It's really paid off.
It's happening. Sports Hangover, final segment when we come back. We'll go through some of the topics here going on here as well throughout the day. Hard to believe, man, that the rookies are report. Oh, well, they've already reported for the Saints. I think four. Four make the team. I wouldn't be surprised if all five did.
I might stick with three.
Three?
Three.
Okay, when we come back, tell me the two that you think aren't.
Okay.
Okay? Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, this is Sheriff Craig Weber. With the summertime heat upon us, many kids are enjoying a dip in a swimming pool. But this activity is not without serious risk. Drowning is the leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 4. It can happen quickly and quietly, and even in the presence of lifeguards. Parents, you must properly supervise your children at all times while swimming. Avoid distractions, including your cell phone. If a child goes missing, be sure to check the pool first if one is nearby.
This is a message from the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Oh, no.
Now she's skateboarding.
Oh, no. On Twitter, Sarah Jane at CCAT_17. Stop talking about me on the radio.
So she listens. She listens.
She's listening to you.
Jesus.
Oh, you can't get away from
it. I can't.
You cannot.
Sissy, the legacy continues.
Yeah. First off, Sarah.
The ghost of Sarah.
Once again, inaccurately tweeting. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about how you would call in and give Jordan a pep talk or call and make fun of him for losing to Sissy. But somehow that, in Sarah's mind, turns into me talking about it.
Yeah, stop talking all that, you know, garbage.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I feel like I just more want her here to, you know, make fun of him when he loses. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could do a really good job at
that. Yeah, I think it. I mean, I'm a very competitive person. Yeah. So
well, I mean, it's kind of what we do for a living, right? Like on Mondays after games on the weekend,
right.
We talk about the games that happen. I think it's only right to have Sarah call in after said event to give her breakdown of what she saw on video. Because we're going to video everything. So if you lose,
it's going to be out there for the world.
It's there for her to make commentary.
Oh, it's going
and
viral.
And just over the break, you just showed Sissy the...
I did, Sissy, you did see it.
That was one of the most funny things.
That was one of my rougher days.
That's when Kayla beat you,
you
in the football toss.
One for five?
Yeah. One for five.
And you barely got that one.
No.
Barely.
It rattled in.
It did rattle in. It was something.
It was,
but look.
I didn't have a practice
throw. And I did say, and I did tell you that, you know, full disclosure, I mean, she is a stunt person for the movies.
She's like a stunt woman, yeah.
She tells us
crashes bikes for a living for fun and enjoys it.
She proceeded to want to jump off a building.
You know?
Yes.
She wanted to go on a skateboard and beat me.
No, she is. Yes, exactly. She's like, but, you know.
And then Sissy proceeded to tell
me. She puts pictures on Instagram of her bruises and cuts. So.
And then Sissy said that she skateboards now.
I do have a skateboard.
She's a skateboarder.
It's actually how we taught my daughter how to ride a bike. So we'd have to get on a skateboard, and I would pull her as I was on a skateboard, pull the bike, and that's how she learned. Because the whole running thing with her as she was trying to bicycle wasn't working. The skateboard
But
works.
I thought you were a track athlete. I thought you could have kept up.
It just she'd something about the skateboard.
She'd outrun the bike.
See, I was too fast on my feet. You know, I was like,
understandable,
understandable.
Have you ever been on a skateboard?
In your life?
Yes.
Really?
I have been.
I doubt it.
How'd that work out for you?
When I was younger, really well.
That's actual audio from Jordan.
Younger, worked out really well. But now, like, with the penny boards and all that, no.
The what?
The penny boards.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that the one where, like, you use your fingers and your flip boards or whatever?
No.
That's
like,
what I had.
It's like one of those, like, I don't forget
what
they're
called. With the fingers?
Yeah. Yeah, you have the, like, little ones. You just play with them.
He's good at that.
Those are pretty fun. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Again, not athletic.
Yes, it is. No. What are you talking about?
I can bring a longboard in. You might be able to do that.
I might be able to do a longboard.
Yeah.
What about this? What about the electric ones that you get on?
What are we doing? Like ollies and stuff? I mean, like, you're gonna have a trick contest here for skateboard?
We're gonna do some things here.
Oh, this
we
is gonna be fun. You know what we could do? Again, once we get confirmation that you are Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll just throw it out there. What competition should Sissy and Jordan have?
Yeah,
we'll let the listeners.
I don't think.
Doing a poll.
I don't think.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
I do too.
That
I
way,
really
no one's cheating here. Like, yep. I'm not going to pick something
cheating?
I'm good at.
Yeah, it's
well, I'm not going to pick something I'm good at. And you're bad at, and you're not going to pick something you're good at. Perfect.
We got to completely toss out the wrong.
See, like,
it'll be a fair
Cajun Goat
game.
Shaking his head. If Cajun Goat could pick the challenge, then it you know it's what he thinks he would like to see the challenge.
Cajun Goat, what would you prefer us do with our first game?
You're talking about Cajun Goat.
No.
Run a mile.
I got in the bag. Let's do it. I'm with you, Cajun.
No.
Run a mile. Jordan 3 quarters of
no. We're not doing any running.
Run a mile.
We're not doing any running.
I mean, that would be
I tell you what. Just
I'll
go,
take the automatic
we're
loss.
18th and Ridge Lake. You just got to go all the way to West Esplanade and back. First one back wins.
All right.
Yeah.
You're not making it two blocks
you
with your confidence.
I'll just raise you one block. Or
all right,
even
we're not
going to
be in the same location, though. Is
what do you mean same location? Yes, you're running down Ridge Lake.
No.
You want to just do like a 70-meter or 50-meter?
No. We're running by ourselves. No, there's not going to be anybody watching us. And
what?
This would be videos.
No.
Yes. People.
That way I could
cheat?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
What, are you going to go? You're going to run behind the tree and come right back and go, man, that was hard.
He's gonna call.
I'm gonna get in my car.
He's gonna call a cab to pick a little Uber. You
know, gonna Uber to West Esplanade.
Then halfway, just put me halfway.
Oh, we're
down.
Doing this. I like.
I'm
this.
Not running
again.
A mile.
No, look. It's if a listener suggested.
This is the same guy you're telling that
it's a listener's choice.
Yeah, that gave an option to take a chair away from
game.
A Saints fan.
Yeah.
Or, and feel bad about it.
Right.
The same guy you're talking to.
Yeah, you have a daughter, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine you and your daughter want to go watch Saints practice.
Oh, here
we go.
We go
to all the Saints games.
Okay,
we
well,
go,
you want to go watch one of the training camp practices. Mm-hmm. This year, they're going to put a cover,
right.
An awning, over the bleachers in the stand. So it's covered. You're in the shade. They also have misters in there as well now this year.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So like, you know, like when you're at Disney World and you're in line and all that. He wants to take one of those seats. The Saints have tweeted, that's fine as long as you're okay with not being guilted into giving up and taking a seat that could be for a Saints fan. And I said, well, what about women and children, Jordan? I mean,
you did not say anything
about
the
elderly.
Children.
What about elders?
It's easy to take
Cajun
goat seat. You know, right? But are you really going to take away her daughter's seat in the
shade?
She's
only 9, Jordan.
Is that what you're doing?
She's 9 years old.
Into children
nine
and
years
elderly
old.
People.
9 years old, you would rather her in the heat.
I hope you don't ever have kids,
huh?
Man.
Wow. She just said, I hope you never had
because
kids.
Because you just wished her daughter to die of heat exhaustion.
I never wished
exactly
upon anything.
Said.
Actually, my daughter's probably in like better shape, or she's a little athletic, so she'll probably handle it better than you. You know, she don't need a seat.
2 Thursdays from now, 9-year-old versus Jordan.
We're having a box.
And this is what Jordan's going
you
to
you
say.
You want a box
no.
of 9-year-old?
You ready?
That's what you came up
no,
with.
No, I wasn't talking about the 9-year-old.
Nope.
I was saying we're doing the MMA thing.
This is what Jordan's going to say.
Jiu-jitsu's for fun.
Yeah, and I karate for fun. Yeah.
I've done a little bit.
I'm not really feeling up to this today.
Jiu-jitsu's better than
that. So I'm going to have to forfeit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to forfeit the mile.
Forfeit. Aww.
What about a 50-meter like race, you know? Not even? That's not
I'd have to get in better shape.
Before. Oh, now you need to train, huh?
Yes.
So is it going to be
a 10-foot walkathon?
Maybe,
no, not another year. A couple,
thank you, Sissy,
a couple weeks
for stopping by again and having fun with us. So every Thursday, We're going to try to make sure that Sissy's here.
And we want the listeners to, you know.
And West Bank Hudad is now laughing at Sarah's tweet that we're talking about. There we go.
Love you, Sarah.
There we go. Thank you, Sissy.
Someone loves Sarah.
Wow.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Get some aloe vera. Somebody got burned.
You don't talk about her like that, dude.
Hey, she tweeted at you, not me.
No, I know.
Don't go in the same car with Jordan.
Does she not scare you? You don't know what she's capable of?
I'm not scared of Sarah. Uh-oh.
Exactly.
I probably shouldn't have said that. She's going to tweet at me.
Probably shouldn't have said that. All right, so here are your Saints rookies that I think at least four or five are going to make.
I think I retract my statement about three. I might stick with you with four.
Okay. Eric McCoy, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Saquon Hampton, Alice Mack, and Caden Ellis.
I think Caden Ellis doesn't. And I'm going to say Saquon Hampton. I was going to say Saquon Hampton and Caden Ellis don't make the team. But I do remember seeing Saquon Hampton in at practice and writing a few things down about him during minicamp and practices before that. So I think I'll give him a shot of making it.
Here's the other thing, too, you got to remember about Saquon Hampton. And again, I'm no one saying hot seat or anything, but it's Von Bell's final year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know. McCoy is starting, so he's in.
Absolutely.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people on defense.
Just like how you were saying yesterday with Eli Apple, this is contract year.
Well, yeah. And look, the Saints chose to not pick up that year on Eli Apple. I look at the tight end position. I know you paid Jared Cook. And again, I'm not nothing personal against Josh Hill, but he's been here several years. He is who he is. He's not. If you thought he was going to be a starter, like, you know, your premier tight end,
you wouldn't have drafted him.
Well, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have gone and gotten.
Jared Cook.
Ben Watson.
Yeah.
Jared Cook this year. I mean, you've gone over and over again to try to get a primary pass catching receiver. So, I don't know if that's what Alice meant. I don't know. I mean, look, he went in the seventh round. You can look at it for one reason or another from Notre Dame, but, you know, again, just eyeball test, figure-wise, he might be able to do some stuff here for the Saints. I think why Caden Ellis, I'm with you. Maybe he's one of those you stashed on that practice squad, right? The old hamstring out for the year injury in preseason, a.k.a.
Pancreas.
Yeah. Red shirt year. Because he can just do a lot on special teams. He can play anything. But it's just crazy because the reason we even brought this up as a topic is when you look at the roster this year and you look at this team, and if I'm sitting there saying, hey, you just got to get to Sundays and just get to the regular season, it's crazy because I just mentioned four, if not five, spots that have to be replaced or taken. Now, again, remember, Hunger's gone, so McCoy, you know, takes that spot. Theoretically, I guess you can look at it like that, right? I mean, you did lose some other players that you did go get and replace, though, I guess in free agency. But, I can see them making it. I don't know. We'll explore a few more other questions in training camp since tomorrow will be a week from camp.
I'm scared.
Have some fun. Mark Schlesinger, head coach of your UNO Privateers, is going to join us in studio tomorrow at high noon. And we'll talk a little basketball. Obviously, he's a basketball coach. But, like, specifically, college coaches, AAU, the works. How do you build a program? Style of play in college right now. Can have some fun with him as well. Plus, some other little interesting tidbits that I got planned for you over the next couple of days. Just had some fun. Thanks to Sissy. Thanks to Cajun Goat. Thanks to Eric. Stopped by as well. Mr. Bill. Stopping by for some lunch. Why are you pointing yourself?
Thanks
no one's thanking you.
The intern.
You. Okay. Joey, thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans. To the door.